So, Jason Goodman, there's a thousand FUs, something with Carol not being able to go to the bathroom or not in your bathroom for days.
She had to move out of the bathroom.
Move out?
Completely for a while.
Why?
Because over the Thanksgiving holiday, I said, I think I have a few extra days here. And we were going to the neighbor's house.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, I'm supposed to bring a dish. But it's only green bean casserole. That's not hard to make.
Yeah.
So I'm like, usually I'm making everything, all the food for a big dinner or anything. So I said, okay, I have a lot of time. And I was going to hire this guy to be a handyman. I needed some stuff fixed. So
is it like the holes in the wall and stuff that you punch? I'm just wondering.
You,
I'm just wondering.
The door should kick out.
He's like, how do you know? How did you know that?
So I started doing different things around the house. And then I noticed in my bathroom and like where the toilet is separate, there was mold on the ceiling.
Ooh,
oh,
yeah.
Like, ooh, this is not good. Something's going on. So first I accused Carol.
Of course you did.
Did you put mold in?
Is this you?
Mold everywhere?
Did you call that mold to come over?
I accused Carol of not turning the fan on when she's taking a shower, because you know how women take scalding hot showers, which comes out with a rash on her. I'm like, what's that rash from?
Yeah.
Oh, the scalding shower. I'm like, water. What's going on?
My skin is boiling up.
It is, but you got to use that fan.
Right. So I was going to have this guy, but it was going to be significantly expensive to do all these different things. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take a shot at this. And I did. I looked on AI. I was with AI all weekend. And it told me how to test to see if the exhaust fan in the bathroom is not working.
Okay.
And they said, well, it's a toilet paper test. You take one sheet of toilet paper, you get up on a ladder, and then you put it there. And if it sucks the toilet paper and stays there, you know it's working.
Get out.
No, I didn't know that either.
I didn't. That sounds so easy.
See, ChatGPT.
Very simple.
And
my luck, I just have a bunch of toilet paper stuck in the fan. I can't get up there, and it doesn't work anymore.
In fact, I bought the membership for the month because I was using it. Whoa.
There it is. We knew you were going to buy it.
Crossed the line.
I had to do it for this month.
$30.
We knew it.
Well, it was to save money for the overall thing, but I had to, because I was taking so many pictures.
Yeah.
So what I did was I took a video or a picture of it, and I said, does this look like it's working? And it was like, no, you got to fix something to do with the motor. I'm like, okay, well, that's going to be a pretty hard job, but let me try. So I pull the vent off, and I'm looking, I'm like, well, I see the motor right there. Mm-hmm. I can take that out and do it myself. I usually figure everything out. So I got up on a ladder and took the motor out. Okay, not a big deal. Went over and put the green bean casserole in the oven.
Look at you multitasking.
I know.
Does he do
it? He's a modern man.
And I say, Carol, this is not going to take long. And this was on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So I get up there, I take the motor out, and then I'm like searching online for a motor. And apparently the ceiling fan, or the exhaust fan, I should say, is older and they do not make it anymore.
Oh.
I'm like, oh boy. Okay, well, I'm just going to have to take the entire thing out. It's called the casing, which it all fits in.
Ugh.
What a nightmare. Get up on a ladder, and you know how I am with inanimate objects. Mm-hmm. And I'm pulling on it, and I'm pulling on it.
Oh,
I'm like, well, this thing is not coming out. And I'm starting to get very upset with it.
Uh-huh.
So part of me said, maybe I'll just put it back and work this on another day and call the guy. And then I'm pulling on it, and like something happens where it hits me in the side of the head.
Got it.
I don't know what.
I think it came loose.
And I lose my bad. Mm. So I just take the hammer and start pounding the thing as hard as I can to dent it.
Are you hitting the ceiling or just the thing?
It's the casing inside. And it's all becoming dented and everything. And I take the end of the hammer and yank it out of there. Well, when you do that, I guess there's things stuck in. So about a foot of the ceiling on each side also ripped down all over the ceiling.
Are you saying that casing was attached to other things on either side?
It's just, I'm just shocked. So half the ceiling came down on the left. Half the ceiling came down on the right.
No.
Let me tell you, when the ceiling drops, it creates the biggest mess on the face of the planet.
Oh, yeah.
I would guess.
Dust everywhere, white everywhere. And when that happens, I lost it again. I took the hammer and smashed another hole in the top of the
Jason.
Well, I told you.
Just like the pilgrims would have wanted. Yes.
Wanted on their day.
Green bean casserole's done.
Inanimate objects.
I get it.
Well, when I was doing all this in the bathroom, I didn't hear the timer go off for the green bean casserole. So Carol comes in and it's like, do you have something in the oven? I'm like, oh my gosh. I go over, completely burnt.
Oh, no.
So then I lost it again. In the meantime, now I'm starting to go to the F word. I'm like, this is effing BS. I'm just losing my mind. Everly comes downstairs to see the commotion. I'm like, get back upstairs. I'm trying to help it. I'm like, get out of my face. I'm just losing my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
So I calm down. And then I look online to see if I can find another of the same fan.
Mm-hmm.
Little to my surprise, apparently they don't make that size fan anymore.
At all? Mm. At all?
No, they don't. So I have this huge hole on the sides of my ceiling, and I don't know how I'm going to fit another casing up there because it's like on these rafters.
Mm.
So I go to Home Depot, and I said, this kind of looks like the fan. Get the fan back.
Just guess.
Kind of looks like it. That's guessed. Something I would do.
Yeah. Take out the
never
fan.
Never works.
There's a fan.
I'm like, there's crap everywhere. I don't know. I put the fan up there, and there's no way in hell that fan's going to hold it. So I take the hammer, I smash the corner of that fan, and I'm just losing my mind.
What? Jason!
I thought you smashed it like make it fit. No, he's just like, this is not working.
I pull the fan down, and I start nailing out the sides of the dents of the fan, and I return the fan.
Mm-hmm. If you're shopping at the Home Depot today.
And you get a dented fan.
And then whatever the problem was, they would only give me a store credit, and I couldn't find the fan, the right fan. So I said, I need the biggest damn fan that I can find to fill in this hole, because it's these rafter things that you have to. So I see this Panasonic, and the guy's like, oh, this is a great one. It's a lot quieter than the fans. It won't make them nuts. And I need a powerful, powerful fan.
Is this above the shower, or this is above like the toilet
it's,
type
it's
here?
No, that's another fan.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot smaller of a fan. This particular fan, you need it really powerful and big, depending on the size of your bathroom.
Yeah.
Or it will steam everything and create the mold.
Right. This one's huge.
Mm-hmm. It's gigantic.
It's the biggest one I could find. It was 110 CP somethings. I don't even know what the hell
in
that
the
means.
History.
I
don't
even know what that
biggest
means.
Fan in the history.
In the universe.
So anyways, all these wires are hanging out. Mm. And I have the you know, little switch in the garage off.
I was going to ask you, yeah. Like before you go milling around up there, did you turn off the electricity?
Get the power off, yeah.
You said, I took the hammer to the main power switch. Slam!
I took care of that.
Turn off. But you know you can just flip it off.
Nope.
The hammer. So, he's like, he's Thor in his house with
he's
the hammer.
Bam, bam.
Yeah. With his mighty hammer.
I'm like, Carol comes in and sees the bathroom, and she's like, I need to take a shower. I'm like, the damn hell you are. I said, I need you to take all your stuff and move upstairs. And I was not happy. And then the whole time, I don't know what it was. I was trying to do this. I'm cutting up all my hands.
Oh, that's the worst. Man.
Look,
dry
skin. I think I have permanent two scars right here.
Yeah, those are
deep. Because the fans are like on the side, and I can't get this one. It's supposed to be retrofit. You know, basically, there's these two bars that come over. It's supposed to retrofit if your space is small. It didn't fit in there. Like, so I spent now, I think, well, I was supposed to go to the Thanksgiving dinner, which I was about 3 hours late for that. So that didn't go over well. Mm-hmm. And I spent, seriously, 3 days doing this fan.
F that, dude.
I know. Yeah. It's terrible. But then I'm like, I can't call somebody for this. It's going to take a fortune. So I put the fan in there.
Because you're already in for so little.
Yeah. And you'd also have to explain your behavior. Yeah, like, you know, which is the worst.
Like, why are there hammer holes all throughout your
why don't you just call a guy?
What's this broken green casserole thing?
Okay, so you're in the middle of, I don't even know how many trips at this point, to Home Depot. You're still dead set on fixing this fan. Hold right there. Tell us what happened if you finally fix the fan coming up next.